Caden was taken to the hospital burn unit.
It feels like somebody's ripped my heart out. Because regardless, if I have two other children, that was still my baby.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And I have not even begun to tell you how much bullshit has been happening. Oh, let's just get into it, okay? And hopefully the show will be good. Maybe. Well, I don't know. But if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of three ways. You're listening through my website, markscalia.com, and check out more of that site, constantly updating the calendar, and a lot of big things are coming up, especially in the late summer, early fall. You're going to absolutely love it, so keep track of me. The second way that you can listen to the show is if you are listening to my website, you want to be more participant, you can click that speaker box that you're listening to. That'll send you right over to the broadcasting site, which is Mixlr, MIXLR.com, and then sign on using a Facebook address, and you can be part of our live chat. Now, Mixlr is not a secure site, so I don't know what I'm going to do, but it's fine because, you know, as long as you just sign on using Facebook, it should be fine. I don't know. I didn't build the other fucking website. My website isn't even secure. They've been hounding me about that. And the third way you can listen is if you cannot listen live with us right now, you can listen to the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show available through Google Play and iTunes. And I've got a couple shows I'm still editing. Believe me, there's a whole bunch of stuff that's been going on. So let's just start out right. And I'll start out by explaining what's been going on in our time apart with the happen. Where the fuck is? Are you for serious with me? It should be here and is not. It's just like missing. Fuck. Okay. You know, maybe it's under now. There it is. Let's just try this again. Let me tell you what I've been up to with the happening now monologue. And it's on a delay. Fuck me.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
That's it.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
No.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
I can't even begin. I can't. Where do I begin? I don't know. Let's start with something that's, we'll get this out of the way. I just found out this a little while ago. Rutger Hauer died. What? You know, and for you young people, he was in Blade Runner. He was like the bad guy in every movie from 1982 all the way up to 93. He was like, you know, and he always had the weird kind of accent. One of my favorite movies he was ever in was Blind Fury. It's a great, maybe I can find that soundbite too. Lady Hawk, of course, Lady Hawk. He was a really cool character. He wasn't a bad guy in Lady Hawk. He was a good guy. But let's see if shit fuck is in there.
Shit fuck. Shit fuck.
That's from Blind Fury. He was a blind, he lost his vision, but he was like this warrior with a blade. And I guess he traps two guys in an elevator and he jams his sword into the controller and it fries the elevator. So these two guys are like the biggest two goons in the world. And one goes shit and the other one goes fuck. And then they both collectively say shit fuck.
Shit fuck. Shit fuck.
It's one of the fucking things. Oh.
Shit.
I can hear
fuck.
It over and over.
Shit, fuck.
You will be missed, Rutger Hauer. And I went through when I was a kid, I thought his name was Rutgerd Howard. I really did. Anyway, so obviously I'm having some issues, and let me explain why. I had finally got all my tech exactly the way I wanted it. It was super cool. It was tight. I was hammering it out. Absolutely beautiful. Then I found somebody had left a Dell computer somewhere on my street, and I was like, oh, let me get it. So I turned it on. I went, I can troubleshoot it. And it worked for a little bit, and then it didn't. So I installed Windows 10 on it, and it was kind of having all these problems. So I tried to reformat the hard drive through other sources, through my Mac, through the, you know, my VMware, through my actual, I tried almost every single thing. And then I was messing around in the Windows settings because I had set up my MacBook to have the latest OS software, which I'm not crazy about anyway. So it had that latest software. Plus I was running a secondary OS. I was running Lion. And then I set a boot camp so I could run Windows and Mac on my Mac. Everything was perfect. And I'm on the Mac side, and there's a setting in there when I was trying to mess with this new hard drive. It said, do you want to not optimize it, but it was something like an optimized drive. And I went, oh, yeah, yeah, I'll do that. And I optimized it. And what it did is it optimized all the drives because I partitioned the drives. And when you optimize the drives, they completely fuck up. Like Windows saw them, but there was no data on them anymore. And there wasn't accessible data because it's like, oh, you got to reformat it because they were formatted for a Mac. So I'm like, oh shit, let me go back to the Mac side, see if I can figure this out. I went to do a reboot, and I did not, the partition drives weren't there. Like they were missing, gone, fucking blah, blah, blah. Completely gone. So I took the hard drive out. I replaced the hard drive. I tried everything to try to recover this information. And it was just a fuck. It was a total fuck. Total fuck over. So what I ended up doing is I ended up having to reinstall High Sierra, which is the operating system before this new one, which actually runs a little better. And it's a little faster. And all my programs still work. But I started doing that like 2 days ago when I haven't had any time. Because I've been busy as a son of a bitch. So I have all my files, and I finally moved them over, but I lost some audio files. Everything is all screwed up. So everything is on a delay. And the way it's running, and I'm booting up now, and I'm installing software as I'm doing the show, which is causing the show to be a delay. So that's what's been going on with my MacBook fucking Pro. And no, Kim, I did not update to the Windows FU version. I wish I did, but I didn't. But hopefully it'll be fixed up because I'm going to be in Toronto next week, and I've got to get everything ready and settled and blah, blah, blah. And that's, again, that's been really busy. I've been doing almost, I've been on the trolley, and I've been having a great time on it. Not just that. I'm booked in Toronto. I got to go up there so I have everything all settled up. Then when I come back, I've got like a one-day job I'm doing in Dallas. So I got to fly out to Dallas, and then I come back. And then the next day I do a job down the Cape. So I'm booking like a son of a bitch. I got everything booked out. No money's coming in, but I got plenty. I'm booking all kinds of work because the late summer, early fall is where it all picks up. So that's what I've been busy. And because I've been so busy, I haven't had a chance to get on my fucking subboard, which I'm dying. I'm actually dying. What's that? What's dayum? I don't know what dayum means. Dayum. Is it like... Oh, as in... Oh, damn. As in... Not only my Mac on a delay. I'm completely on a delay. So dayum like that.
Damn!
Which is funny. So yeah, everything's just like, I'm so busy, and I literally have no time, and I was jamming this show in, and I'm super happy about doing the show. I'm glad to be back. So what I want to get into a couple things, because I got a guest tonight, which I haven't had a guest in so long. I'm super happy, but let's get into what's been really going on, because now I'm done with all my personal stuff. Today, Robert Mueller testified. So you know what that means. Time for the White House update.
The American dream is dead. I can only say this. There was absolutely no collusion. Everybody knows it.
I will be
the greatest jobs president that God ever created.
You are fired.
So this morning, I woke up to turn on the television thinking I was going to watch The People's Court. And of course, Robert Mueller is testifying in front of Congress. I don't know if you saw any of it, but you've probably seen the video clips, the highlights. Don't worry, you didn't miss much. Essentially, what it was every answer was, it's out of my purview. No. Yes. Generally, yes. I wouldn't categorize it like that. And I would let the report speak for itself. That's fucking it. It was unbelievable. And listening to Congress grill him, like, this guy is not, I don't know who he is. He was in the armed service. He got a Purple Heart. He was in Vietnam or Korea. I'm not sure which. But he's been in government. He served. He does all these things. It's fantastic. He's a wonderful person. But on the fucking stand, not a true TED Talk. Like, nothing you're going to get out of it. Nothing. Worst TED Talk ever. And you could really, it was literally like a tennis match. They go, okay, now the gentleman from Ohio. And then he'd be like, isn't it true that this is a piece of shit and you are a piece of shit? I'll let the report speak for itself. Okay, and now I yield my time to the gentlewoman from California. Isn't it true that Trump is a piece of shit and that you said so? I'll let the report speak for itself. It's out of my purview. It's out of my purview. That was it. That's the whole thing. It was just listening to Congress people yap about stuff. And I'll be honest, I heard all the stuff, and a lot of the stuff that's coming out, and people don't know this, but now they're starting to know it. This whole thing was started by one guy who said that the Russians had information on Hillary. So he told Trump's kid or whoever it was, and that's how this whole thing had started. So all the results of what they want to get Trump on is him fighting not an investigation, but a false allegation against him that was started by somebody funded by the DNC. Like, literally, that's what's been going on. And it's starting to come out now, which is fucking crazy. And it's not going to go anywhere.
You know what I was doing? I was playing golf today. I wasn't even worried about any of this. Robert Mueller, I said I wanted him fired. But I didn't actually make anybody fire him. He was still working. It's fine. He's still working on. And I'm having no collusion. That's what happened. I might have said something, but I'm not sure if I said something. But I didn't say it. And then people said I said it, but I really didn't say it.
You are not going to get this motherfucker. You are not going to get him. Oh. Oh, it's fucking... and again, I am not a fan of Donald J. Trump, but I'm kind of rooting for him a little bit. I just want to see what they're going to get him. One of the congressmen actually said his lawyer, the president's lawyer, or the general, what's the highest attorney? Oh my God, I'm drawing a blank. But the bar, the guy who just testified, the attorney general of the United States, they said, isn't it true that he was acting like a consigliere? And I'm like, are you shitting me? How dare you? Like, why would you say that the government is operating like the mafia at this point? First of all, if this was the mafia, everybody would have been dead and there wouldn't have been a sequel. That's the way it would fucking work out. I've seen enough movies. I know how it works. What it is you don't say shit and then something finds out and then if they rat out, that guy's and that's it. That's how it works out. But fuck me. This is a fucking sideshow. All right, well, let's get out of here. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take our first break. And when we come back, actually, during the break, you're going to get a chance to listen to my guest. He is an amazing comic, really making a big name for himself in the Boston comedy scene. He's a relative newcomer, but he is kicking some serious comedy abote. Jason Merrill will be my guest. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Radio Irregardless. If I can get this fucking thing to work. Oh, my God. Such a delay. We'll see what happens. There he goes. We'll be right back. You're listening to Radio Regardless.
At a wedding toast, he confessed to giving the bride chlamydia. People know him as that guy. He'll ask about your children at a urinal. He once approached an undercover officer for drugs in front of a police station. He is the most inappropriate man in the world.
I don't often drink beer, but when I do, it's at an AA meeting. Stay thirsty, my friends.
I'm comedian Erin McGuire, and you're listening to Radio Irregardless, even if no one else is.
That's how I introduce myself going into the bedroom. He was like, oh, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. She's sitting on the bed like, I'm the only one in here, stupid. I come into the Gladiator theme music. Yeah, I got my own theme music. She's sitting on the bed like, if you're coming into the Gladiator theme music, you better be carrying a sword. I'm like, how about a small dagger? Maybe a pocket knife?
And you're listening to Radio Regardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia, and this delay is fucking killing me. Let's just see how it plays out. So we just came back from the break, and I want to introduce my guest, ladies and gentlemen, the aforementioned, very funny, Mr. Jason Merrill. And if I get the clapping work, it's going to be fucking amazing. Where's the fucking audience right now? Now, here they come. There they are.
Just trying to help them.
Yeah. They are, they're here. They're a little late, but they're here. So, Jesus Christ, Jason, thanks for being part of the show. As much of a fucking nightmare this is gonna be for you, let's have some fun. If you want, ladies and gentlemen, you can please stalk Jason Merrill, or free stalk him, I should say, on Twitter. He's at Jason Merrill Comedy. Let me spell that for you: JasonMerrill Comedy on Twitter. Also, same handle on Instagram. You can also follow him on Facebook through Jason Merrill Comedy. And he just told me, I just put it up, JasonMerrillComedy.com, everybody. So let's get into you, my friend. Well, let's not get into you. Let's just figure out what's going on.
Take me out to dinner first.
Jesus, Christmas. This is not going well. This is not going as I planned. It just isn't. So thanks for being part of the show, as fucking corrupt as it is. First of all, how long have you been doing comedy, my friend?
Just over 2 years. Just scratching over 2 years.
And you're killing it out there, brother. You're hitting almost every single room. You're working some heavy rooms, working some with some heavy hitters. You're up at Giggles all the time.
Yeah, I've been blessed. Been very blessed.
So what got you into it after? Because you're an older guy. You're a little younger than me. Well, you're probably much younger than me, but go fuck yourself, so I don't care. So what are you, 40? You're in your 40s, early 40s, mid 40s?
Yeah, 43. There you go. I got into it 41.
So very young. I mean, well, very young in the business. But so you're younger than Mike, but you just started doing. So what made you do it? What got you, like, after 40 years of life on this planet, why'd you say, fuck it, I'm going to try stand-up?
I always wanted to do it. Always got, you know, all my friends always told, you know, we know how it is when you're the guy that always jokes around and everybody constantly telling me to do it. And, you know, I would have gotten into it earlier, but, you know, kids came along. And, you know, I just wanted to make sure I supported my kids. And I heard it was a tough business for somebody just to jump into and support a family. So I knew it was going to be a challenge. And one day I had the girls in the car. I have three daughters, and I had them in the car. And I asked them if it was okay if I made a shot at it. And my youngest actually said, Dad, you tell us to chase our dreams. You should chase yours.
Oh.
And I was sitting in the I was sitting in the front seat going, yes, I do tell you to chase your dreams. I got all emotional. I was a good dad.
That was a where were you going when it happened? Like, were you just driving and then said, I want to do it? Or were you like dropping them off at camp or something? Or?
I dabbled in it about 2 years before that. I just did two open mics up at the Winner's Circle with Dave Radigan. And then I just, it was like I paused, like I froze on it. Like, you know, I kept talking to the comedians. It's a tough bracket. You know.
Oh, I know. I know. I'd rather not do it anymore. I believe me. And I love doing it. I love my job. I really do. It's the business that is what's the word I'm looking for? Butana. That's the word I'm looking for. It's a thing. Like, the business itself is just absolutely miserable sometimes. But you do. You meet some really good people. You have a lot of, you know, audiences are absolutely fantastic. It's wonderful to make somebody laugh. I mean, there's nothing better than that sound. I mean, for me, it isn't. But it's, you know, the bookings, the, you know, working at that end, it's a hard fucking thing sometimes, man.
Yeah.
But you haven't been in long enough to be as jaded as me. Like, you're not a miserable prick.
No, and that's the thing. I'm enjoying it right now. Maybe I got in at the right time where it's not going to take a toll on me. Like, I have a very supportive family. I got a very supportive wife. I've been very lucky. Like, my kids are very supportive. They know I might miss a show. You know, my daughter does dance, you know, and I hate missing her recitals and shows and stuff. But, again, they've been very understanding that this is something I always wanted to do. And it's going way better than I thought. I can't thank all the guys that have been booking me and helping me out in the business and giving me pointers. It's been I've been very fortunate, you know.
That's good. And you're funny, man. You got a lot of great bits. And the funny thing is, I think I saw you one of the first times at Oscar's Pinatas, which they're doing a show this Sunday, the last Sunday of the month. And I saw you there, and I'm like, man, he's funny. He's a funny kid. And I always say funny kid because, you know, my time in the business. I mean, I see somebody that's sometimes older than me or somebody, you know, or like even Jim LaPerle or Scott McNeil. And I still kind of refer to them as funny kids. And maybe it's a bad thing to do, but I just go, oh, funny kid and blah, blah, blah. But I saw you and you were doing a great job and you had a killer bit about, you know, the quick mass. And I was like, this kid, he's really going to do some shit. He's really going to hurt somebody. And I'm like, I have to kill him before he gets out. I got to kill him.
You actually picked me. That was for the competition.
That
you
was for the competition. To win that one. That's right. Yeah. Well, you did. You did great. You did absolutely fantastic, man.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thoroughly have to kill you, though. That's kind of the way it works. I mean, I don't know. I'm not trying to be a prick or anything. I'm just saying I've got to kill you.
You know, I'll be honest with you. There's nothing better though than to show up. Because this is what I thought it was. You know, everybody shows up. It's a bunch of guys that just can't wait to go out and make an audience laugh. And that's what I thought I was getting into, you know. And it is. But there's some, you know, there's a little bit of, you know.
Finish the sentence. I want to know what it is. I want to know. Believe me, Jason. Nobody's listening to this show. You won't get in trouble.
I just sometimes you feel like there's tension in the air, you know what I mean? And the thing is, I'm never trying to be funnier than anybody else. I'm just trying to.
Oh, you mean like a competitive nature of comedy?
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I get that. Yeah, of course. Because everybody's trying to do good, but it's a business. And the higher you climb in the ranks, the more money you make on a general scale. And nobody, there's an old joke where the guy goes like this. Oh, my God. I did the worst room last night. I was in front of chicken wire, standing on straw. I could smell horse shit everywhere. And everybody was drinking. And then a clown came out before me. It was the worst gig I ever did. And the comic would go, Who books that? Because everybody wants to work, and that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's exactly what happens. But yeah, there is some competitive nature. Some guys, and I say guys, but I mean guys and girls, some people in the business don't play nice. And, you know, my thing is I want everybody to succeed. I mean, guys have started after me are now like even at my level or even, you know, going a little, getting more recognition. But I've never experienced that in the first 20 years. But in like the past maybe 10 years or so, I have experienced that. So I'm not one of these guys that go, oh, well, fuck him and fuck her. And I don't know. No. I'll just say, look, they're funny or I don't think they're funny. And that's it. That's kind of the way it is for me. But some people try to keep you down, and some, and that's kind of the nature of it too. And, you know, but you're only a couple years. Don't get all pissy. You're fine.
I'm not.
You're fucking, come on my show, start complaining about life. What the fuck?
I'm
2 years in.
I'm
like,
not pissy. Believe
fucking
me.
Fucking bullshit. It. He's like, I hate this fucking
business. This sucks. No.
Like, who needs this garbage? It's funny as fuck, though.
I'm leaving this shit. I'm getting into acting.
2 years. I'm out. No, don't get any acting. Don't get into acting. Oh, my God. I was 10 years a comic before I started acting. You think comics are fucked up. Start hanging around actors. My God. I felt normal. That's how bad it was. But anyway, but it's no, you're only 2 years in. You're doing a great job. You got a great attitude, man. You really do. And I know we're kind of joking, you know, like this, because I'm, you know, I'm so long in the business that I understand all the bads, and you shouldn't even know any of that. What you should do is you should just have fun like you're doing. You just, you know, I want to get up. I want to make people laugh, and I want to have a good time. And that's what you're doing, man. And you're killing it. You're absolutely killing it.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's all I'm doing. I'm not in competition with them. I honestly love seeing other people do good. I love comedy. To me, I get to do a comedy show, and then I get to sit back and watch comedians perform for free. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I love comedy. You know, I'm there. I'm part of the show, so I get to sit there and I get to share with you guys.
And
so
you,
I think that's great.
And you actually stay for the show. A lot of comics won't do that anymore, which I miss, because when I started, I would do the same thing you did. I would sit through the whole show and I'd watch everybody and I'd be like, oh my God, that's funny. And I want to be like that, or I want to raise my game, or, you know, and the competition was a healthy competition where you started with the same group of people and somebody did really good. And you're like, fuck that, I'm going to do good too. And then so you got better faster, you know, but a lot of times comics show up, they do, you know, 5 or 10 minutes and then they leave. And I'm like, are you kidding me? How are you supposed to get better? Unless you watch what better looks like, you're never going to know, you know?
No, I agree. And I also like to go out and, you know, these people come out to see you, and I like to say thank you for, you know, I like to get their reaction. I like to see whether or not they enjoyed themselves. And then I also say, you know, I like to say thank you, you know, you're trying to build a following, right? You're trying to build people that.
Yeah. It's so weird, because when I started, you just went up and did it, and if people found you, they did. And now with social media and all this other shit, it's just, oh my God. Like, if you're not into, like, I don't have an Instagram account. Everybody's like, why not? And I'm like, because I don't want something else to manage. I just don't. You can find me. If you want to find me, you'll find me. And I'm out there. I put it out there on Facebook and Twitter, you know, but I don't need another fucking Instagram. And besides, I got my own Twitter account. I don't know. I've been doing that. They increased more characters so the president could say more shit. That's why they made more characters on Twitter. So I'll tell you what we're going to do. Let's take our second break, see if this works. I know I got to go back to the fucking tech, which is going to be a nightmare. But what we're going to do is I'm going to play another little clip of you. It's a quicker clip. But when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more with Jason Merrill. When we come back, I'm going to play a game with you, Jason. Are you ready to play a game?
Yeah, but it's not. You know, I got dyslexia, right? You know.
Yeah. You know, this is an audio game, right? What the fuck? Yeah, you know, if you want to write everything down, that's up to you, brother.
I just tighten up. I tighten up when I come.
Look, I'm going to get at least one person emailing me going, I heard you made fun of dyslexia. And I'm like, first of all, thank you for listening. And second of all, no, we're not making fun of dyslexia. We're making fun of somebody who had dyslexia, which is completely different.
Yeah, and you can. It's actually the one thing, believe it or not, no matter what somebody does something backwards, they're like, oh, I got dyslexia.
Yeah.
So it's the like, one thing you could, nobody cares.
Yeah, it's like the fallback. It's like, oh, I got ADD. And, you know, you can't joke about shit sometimes. Anyway, I don't have a lot of
listeners. Sorry, I wasn't listening. What was that?
You know something? Let's just take a break, and we come back. I'm going to play a game. You know what I did? I clicked the button like 5 seconds ago, and I'm hoping it works. All right, we'll be back. You're listening to Radio Regardless. I'll be right back.
I've got a surprise for you.
I guess I'm probably not the surprise you expected.
They're back.
So what do you want to do?
Police still targeting them.
Tonight, Dateline's hidden cameras are in an undercover house complete with a hot tub.
So did you bring your swim trunks?
And Craigslist, we talk about oral sex.
There's the internet addict who comes clean.
I'm too old for this shit.
And the Marine sniper who comes armed.
She's Bill Sweet. She got everything the fuck that y'all need.
What's in store for all of these men? Chris Hansen with a new To Catch a Predator.
You're one ugly motherfucker.
This is Drew Dunn, and you're listening to Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia. Fucking guy. You believe this shit? You're actually listening to this. This whole thing is irregardless.
You need your phone. You can't go without your phone. He was nervous when he thought he lost his phone. You can drive a mile away from your house, you forget your phone, you will turn around and go back for it. Right? You drive that same mile the next day and forget one of your kids?
And you're back at Radio Regardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia, and still on the Facebook instant messenger thing, and that's how we're talking, is Jason Merrill. Again, very funny guy. And again, you can free stalk him on Twitter and Instagram. He's at Jason Merrill Comedy, JasonMerrill Comedy. On Facebook at Jason Merrill Comedy. And then the website at Jason Merrill. I should just say fucking Jason Merrill Comedy. I don't know why. I thought it was something different the way I wrote it. You think you got problems with dyslexia. I'm like, what am I reading? You know what it is? Because on Twitter, it's one word. It's like no spaces. Jason Merrill Comedy. Instagram, Jason Merrill, all thing. But on Facebook, it's three separate words. And then your website's back to three fucking words. That's how that's fucking. Oh, my God. I hate it.
I Thanks, appreciate that.
No, I hate reading, not your website. Oh, I fucking okay, hate okay. reading.
I was going to say, you already went on it, huh?
No. Actually, I did. Thing. I did. I checked it out, and it's got like you on a couch with a picture of you on your head, which is funny.
Yeah, I try to be funny.
Yeah. So far, it's working. So far. So let's do this. I got, when we talked about it during the pre-show, I told you I got home a little late and I was doing the stuff. I had computer issues, which everybody knows at this point. I always have computer issues. But I managed to put this game together and I think it's a really fun game and I think you're going to love them. This game is called
Jason.
That's nice.
J-A-S-O-N. Yeah.
Jason.
You know something? It's amazing what an idiot can do with Google. I found that. So what I did is I knew I didn't have a lot of time to overly prep the game, but I've done a similar game like this in the past where it's just usually I do all these, you know, sound bites and you play this thing and you listen and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you know, I'm having too many computer problems, but I've created this amazing game. And again, it's called Jason, where you're going to play directly against my listening audience. Shit, we have like 8 people listening. Well, you know,
damn right. Jason Merrill's on your show.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I know, but they didn't sign on because Mixlr is not secure. They're probably listening. They're either listening. Well, they could be just listening through the to the Mixlr without signing in, which is fine. Absolutely perfect. And this is how we do it, because it's live. So because they did not sign in with their names, they cannot actually compete with you. Only one of our listeners actually signed in by name. So you'll have to compete directly with her. But since if she's not going to be fast enough, because and this is Kim. Kim is one of my loyal listeners. She's actually been a guest of the show. She usually buries.
Kim Santos.
Yeah.
I remember her. People.
Yeah, there she is. Uh-oh. She just cracked.
We actually have a friend, Kim Santos. So that's
She does this cracks knuckles. So she's gonna. She's gonna fuck you up. She's brutal.
No shit. She's really good.
She's brutal. Here she. Yeah. She goes. She gets very upset when somebody puts an S at the end of her name, because Kim Santo. Is
yeah. Whatever. Santos.
What. Oh, she'll fuck you up, son.
I'm not going to beat her at the game, so I might as well shit on her name.
He's going to get in your head, son. All right.
So I'm balling.
He's a fucking total baller right now. I'm going to fuck you up, girl. she's saying LOL XO. Okay. So here's what we're going to do. Because your name is Jason Merrill, and I was thinking about, I'm going to do all these sound things about Merrill and like Merrill Lynch and Merrill Boots. And I went, no. Let's just stick with Jason. So I'm going to tell you about some famous Jasons, and you have to tell me who they are. So here's the giveaway. The first name is Jason for everybody.
Okay. I wish my wife was playing, because she's really good at all this stuff.
Is she?
Well, so unbelievable.
Is she in the room with you?
No, but I sent her. She said she was listening, so I wish there was a way she could sign on. Ann, sign on. Get in.
Oh, wait a minute.
She's a beast. She's a beast at this stuff.
Oh, that we should play this soundbite for you.
I don't know why this guy's wife isn't here. If I were her, I'd be here every show.
All right. Not completely worth it, but fine. Let's just work this out. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a clue to this, who this actor is, by telling you some things about the actor. Maybe it's a movie role they did, or it's a line from a movie or a TV show or something like that, or just a famous person, just in general. So if I said he hung around with the Argonauts.
This is going to be painful.
Yeah, it's fucking wicked painful, because there's almost nothing to think about. He's a famous Greek and hung out with the Argonauts.
You don't know me, do you?
Just say your first name.
Jason.
Jason, that's fuck. Jason and the Argonauts. Did you?
Wait a second. Did she get this before me?
I don't. She did. Yes. She totally typed it, and then she typed in Jason. Yes, Jason and the Argonauts. That was a test question. That didn't count. But obviously,
that question is supposed to be easy.
If that's the bar we've just set. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So you have to get 8. Sweet baby Moses, she said.
Holy shit. Yo, it's going to be so easy for her.
And Moses was in a basket most of his life. Anyway, let's try this out. So, if you're not going to get that, you're not going to get this one. But we'll see. If you get it right, I will play you a really cool soundbite if it plays fast enough. This will be the sound if you get it wrong. I'll play this one first.
Friday the 13th.
That's right. That's Jason. That's Jason from Friday the 13th. That's if you get it wrong.
I can't think of his last name. What was his last name?
Voorhees. If you, I know, but that's just a sound I'm playing if you get it wrong.
Oh, okay. I thought I was
going to. Here's the sound, and I'll play your sound if you get it right.
Jason.
There you go. That's the sound. That's the sound if you get it right. And that's from Jason Derulo, Talk Dirty to Me. Okay.
Yep.
So here we go. If I said star of Arrested Development, Horrible Bosses, and Silver Spoons.
You're going to have a lot of dead air.
I thought my sound bites were on a delay.
Hey, Kidman, is it?
No, it's close.
J- Jason.
Oh, Kim got it right.
She got it.
Jason Bateman.
Bateman. See, my wife texted me Bateman. I swear to God.
Is she texting you?
She just texted me Bateman. I'm telling you, if she could text fast enough to me, I'm saying them.
Okay, then that's fine. If you got a phone, a friend. All right. How about this one? How about this one? I'm open, Jerry. It's Comedy Gold. He's got two first names. And they both frame as Greeks, by the way. I can hear the buzzing.
Yeah, she calls me. She says, I'm trying to help you, big mouth.
Oh, did you get it? Because Kim just got it.
No, I got nothing.
It's Jason Alexander. Two famous Greeks, Jason.
This is gonna be painful.
No, see, you got a lot more chances. So right now you can't be systematically eliminated, but you're coming close. All right, how about this? If I said forgetting Sarah Marshall,
you know I don't watch TV, right?
It's a movie. It was a fucking movie.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall, that's the name of the movie?
Yeah. Yeah. He was the lead.
I didn't even watch the movie. I didn't even know it was a movie. Oh.
This is funnier than my delays. You know what's funny? I could ask you the question. I could hit the wrong soundbite. And by the time you don't answer, it comes on. It's fucking perfect. Jason Segel.
That was Matt Segel's brother.
No, it's not.
Jason,
no.
Jason, Jason.
No, I'm not going to play you that one. There's no reason for that. You know, I was going to play that, but you got it wrong. Clearly, you got it wrong. All right. That's your wife buzzing you in. She's texting you in 5 seconds.
Yep. She's right, too. Let's just put it that way.
Okay. Here we go. How about The Transporter and The Expendables and The Fast and Furious?
Oh, my God. I hate the Fast and Furious.
I do, too. But he was one of the bad guys in Fast and Furious. He's actually got a new movie coming out with The Rock, and it's kind of a spinoff.
He has an English accent.
Yes, he does. Come on.
God, I don't know his last name. I know his name's Jason, believe it or not.
There it is. There's your wife. What's your wife say before Kim Santo brings in? Oh, she already got it.
Statham.
Jason Statham, not Statham.
What did I say? Wait a second. It blanked out when I looked at it. It was on my ear.
Staff infection. It's just... Fuck me. This game is fun. I like this one. How about this? He fucked a cherry pie in the movie American Pie. This is funny.
No, my daughter's calling me an idiot, I think.
All right, how about this one? He's not little, but he's
big.
And if there's more than one?
Bigger.
No.
Jason Bigger. Jason Biggest.
No, if there's one more than one big.
Bunch.
Two of them. Just fucking, I try to help you.
Biggest.
Jason Biggs. Biggers. Jason Biggs. More than one big is big. I don't know which is funnier, my soundbite or your text messaging.
Okay. She's buzzing my phone. And I'm not getting them right anyways. You don't have to help.
All right. You got kids, right? Okay.
I have three.
Okay. Your kids must have watched the Harry Potter movies. Have you watched the Harry Potter movies?
My wife just texted me, you suck. Harry Potter movies. Yes.
Okay.
I watched the Harry Potter movies. I'm ready for this one. Go ahead.
He played Lucius Malfoy. Not the kid Malfoy, the older one.
I will call Marissa down here and she will tell me.
He was in a
You want to call my daughter
he's
down
been
here?
In a bunch of movies. He always plays a bad guy. Oh my God. Just fucking answer it. Oh, it's Jason Isaacs. Never mind. I should have done this. I was trying to do speed round, but it's no fucking way. Is that going to happen?
No. Now my tech. Okay, guys. Stop texting me for a few minutes.
You know something? Change your text messaging to that sound from now on. Every time somebody texts you, you're going to hear Jason. All right. You know something?
Just means I get a wrong answer.
Let's go for a perfect score. Two more. Yankee baseball player. Italian. Yankee baseball player.
Jason Jeter. Jason.
Starts with a G, though.
Jason Jumanji. Jason. I should know baseball. I'm not a baseball player.
Did you just say fucking Jumanji?
Jason. Oh.
No, forget it. You didn't get it. It's Jason Giambi. Fucking
Giambi, yeah.
You said Jumanji.
Everybody knows Giambi.
You said Jumanji. It's completely different. Oh, my God. This is funny. Holy
I don't
shit.
Root for the Yankees.
That's Holy shit. What I'm gonna go with. Well, wait a minute. I think is your daughter Sam? Somebody just signed
my
up. S.A. Merrill. That might be.
Oh, that could be my wife.
Okay. Well, she is not helping you.
No. That's my daughter. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Here's the last one. You got to get this right. Absolutely. You got to save yourself. Okay. He was one of the Wild Horsemen. Well, he was a chieftain of the horse culture on Game of Thrones, and also he played Aquaman. In the movie.
Oh, my wife took a picture with him. He's big, got tattoos all over his face. He's also in Game of Thrones.
Yes.
He had a...
first name is Jason.
Him and his wife. I don't know. Jesus Christ, I hate this shit. I watched the movie. I don't want to get to know the guy.
Oh, my God.
See one of them.
Fuck. Fuck it. Even everybody's like Jason Momoa. Dad, she wrote capital letters. It's Momoa is his name. Jason
Momoa.
Momoa. Not like you got Jumanji and Momoa. Right,
yeah, Momoa.
Wow.
That's what I was gonna say.
I've been doing this show for over 6 years, and we've had a lot of guests on the show, and they always they always do well until today.
You got any sports question other than the Yankees?
I asked you about the fucking Yankees baseball player.
What about football? How do you not get Jason Taylor into this?
Really? I'll tell you what. Why don't you name 8 famous Jasons off the top of your head to redeem yourself? And she's still texting you. Oh
yeah, I know they won't stop.
Jason,
I got friends of mine that are listening to it, firing them.
Kim
They're
just
all
said,
"Like you're an idiot."
Kim just said, "This was spectacular." No, you know something. Here's the thing. Now you guys don't know because you guys are not under the pressure of doing anything. You're just sitting back, relax. You can Google Jason. First of all, he's just a normal dude. He's just trying to do some stand-up joking. And I go, hey, let's name some Jasons. And he's like, what? I don't know if the rest of you would do as well. I mean, you probably do a little better than what just happened tonight. But in general, you probably would do them.
I love that you're defending me.
I am. All right.
Just let me sink.
You know something?
I go down with the ship.
Here's what I'm going to do. Just because I worked hard, I'm going to play you the correct sound. Just once.
Jason. All right. Jason Derulo.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take our third and final break. And when we come back, we're going to ask Jason Merrill the questions I ask of all my guests. Tell us about your first time, your best time, and your worst time on stage. You are listening to Radio Irregardless. And we'll be right back. Oh, this texting is still going off.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass. In a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Regardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. Jason was telling me while we're on break, he goes, I have to go back and start reading all these texts. So, you know, I won't embarrass you by telling you you won none of those at all. Even came fairly close. Well, Jason Biggs, you came close with that one. And you knew who Jason Statham was. And you kind of got Giambi, but Jumanji was close enough. Because I think that's what his ex-wife calls him. And you know that your wife is secretly in love with Aquaman, but you couldn't remember his name, which is fine. So it's all good.
Well, just so you know, it's not secret at all. She's pretty open about it.
Yeah, I mean, he's a handsome dude. Now, and again, if you want to free stock Jason, please do, and or send him emails or texts.
With answers.
With just... Randomly,
anybody named Jason.
Randomly, Twitter feed. Just tag him on a Twitter feed and go Jason Moama. Moama. I don't know. Jason
Jumanji.
Jason Jumanji. So again, you can free stock him on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and through his website at Jason Merrill Comedy, and just with the website added.com. That's the only thing. So before we let you go, Jason, again, this show's been a lot of fun. I don't want everybody's giving you a hard time. Stop giving Jason a hard time. It was funny as fuck. It's one of the funniest times I've had in the show, and I need the laugh today because of the Mueller report. But anyway, let's not even talk about that. But here's what we're going to do. Before we let you go, please tell us about your first time, your best time, and your worst time on stage, and please tell us in that order because it's a nice build.
So first time on open mic or first time? Okay, first time getting paid, first paid gig. How's that?
That sounds good. We can do that one.
Yeah. I actually was on with Christine Hurley. I went up there. It was at Lobster in the Rough in Maine. Yes. And I did my bit. I'd come off. We had a couple of other comics going up. And she walked over to me. It was one of my favorite compliments. So I'd love telling the story. She came walking over to me. She said, "Honey, that was amazing. Great job." I said, "That means a lot, coming from you being in the business for a long time and me just starting in the business." She goes, "Just starting in the business? Honey, how many years you been doing it?" I said, "Years. That was my 9th time on stage." And she goes, "You are fucking kidding me." Nice. She goes, "Honey, I see big things for you." It was a really awesome compliment.
Yeah. And you know, Christine Hurley has not been doing it that long. Not really. Not relatively not long. I think she's... Yeah. Maybe 10 years in the business, probably a little less than that.
Right. And she's another one that taken off. Yeah. I mean, I'm hoping I'll be one of those guys, but you know, that it just get, I mean, it's a lot, you know, there's a little bit of luck in it. You know, there's a lot of good comedians out there and there's a little bit of luck in it too. So you're hoping you could be funny enough and that some people like you, the guys that book like you and the fans like you. I mean, the audience likes you and whatnot, you know?
Yeah, well, that's a nice story, especially with Christine Hurley, for your first time, and you went with your first paid gig. Now, tell us about your best time. Like, that was a really good time, but tell us about your best time on stage.
Best time. I mean, I can't really pin. I enjoy them all. I think Giggles was actually a real good feel, because you know, to be on stage at Giggles and to get the response I got all three nights, it was my best time, I'd say. It was just awesome. It was to go on to that level at the Giggles level and to do a, you know, a well job, that was, you know, made me feel real good. Yeah,
cool. So now that you've told about your first time, you know, with Christine Hurley giving you that amazing compliment, your best time, or your full weekend at Giggles. Now, if you would, please tell me and my lovely listening audience about your worst time on stage, which is usually the best because everybody gets a laugh out of it because the stories we tell are ridiculous. So go. Let's hear what you got.
Man, I got two, but I'm going to give you, I'll give you the, I had done a salsa. I always screw it up. Is salsa? Am I saying it right? The salsa club dancing?
Oh, salsa.
salsa.
Like
I screwed up.
Like
I,
chips and salsa?
No, dance and salsa.
Oh, okay. So salsa.
Yeah. So this is why I can't even get Jason names.
Was it Jumanji? So, you were dancing to Jumanji?
It was salsa Jumanji.
Yeah, it's salsa. Yeah.
So salsa. I went to a it was to promote his club. So what he did was he let people come in and they got free lessons and got a taste of it. And he thought it would be a great idea to have me MC it. So when I showed up to MC it, I was ready to just introduce their people, make a couple of jokes or whatnot. And he turns to me, he's like, "Hey, want to do 10 minutes? And I was like, yeah, sure. So everybody's up dancing, having fun. They all came there to dance. They all came there to have a good time and watch some salsa dances. All of a sudden they turn around, they're like, "All right, everybody sit down. Here comes a funny man."
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. I mean, I could have heard crickets. The best part was there was one old guy. You could tell he didn't want to be there. He came over. He's like, "You were freaking great." So, yeah, it was a tough one.
Was it just, did you do the full 10 minutes of quiet?
I did the full 10 minutes of quiet. I did full 10 minutes. I mean, I could have did it in a morgue and got the same reaction.
Oh,
it was,
my God.
That's when you know it. The next morning, they said, if you could do that, and then the next morning you wake up and you're like, "When's my next show?"
Yeah.
That's when you know you love it, you know?
It's like the story. Who books that? Somebody's
gonna say. Actually, he's doing another one coming up. Are you interested?
No. No. Not like
I could hook you up.
I know you could, but I say no. Thank you. I appreciate it. Because I feel moderately good about myself, and I don't want to get that kind of beaten. You do need a little bit of humility. I mean, like, not like there's enough with bookers and agents and stuff like that. But every once in a while, you know. So that's not bad as far as career goes. So you know something, Jason? You're still climbing. You're still moving. And if that's the worst, I mean, fuck it. You know, you went to a salsa, whatever the salsa, whatever, however you pronounce it. Which is fine. But you know something? Oh, do it again and see if it gets better for you.
No, I'm going to pass it up if you're interested.
Is it a paid gig?
Yeah.
Take it.
Yeah.
Then take it. Fucking take it. Because the whole thing is like, look, I can feel bad about myself for 20 minutes because as soon as I count that money, I'm going to feel pretty good.
Yeah, he's a friend of mine. He says, "I got an envelope for you," and it went so bad. I go, "Nah, I'm good. You keep your envelope."
No, that's when you got to take the fucking envelope.
I know. I'm learning.
It's like, I don't care how bad it went if he, you know, but anyway. So so those are great stories. But before we let you go, one final thing. Tell us what you got coming up. And again, you can free stalk him on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and through his website at jasonmerrillcomedy.com on the website. All the rest is just Jason Merrill. So what do you got coming up? Any big shows you want to tell the audience about? So you can, the 8 people who are listening right now.
Yeah, and the worst thing about it is I don't have them written down in front of me. I have a cruise coming up, a booze cruise. Out of Plymouth, and for Scamps Comedy, that's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
I also have Giggles in September. September 13th and September 14th.
Yeah.
I'll be back at Giggles finally, and I got a few ones here and there.
Okay.
So I mean, I post them all on Facebook. I post them all on Instagram. So if you have interest, jump on board.
There you go. So you got to follow him. So you got to keep an eye on this man, because you got to get him now, because otherwise the tickets are going to be like, "Oh, I remember when Jason Merrill was on that stupid little fucking podcast and he got every answer wrong. But my God, is he fucking funny." And now his tickets are like $75 a whack and I can't do it. So, but Jason, it's been a total fucking blast having you on the show, man. And I hope we get to work together again soon and just see each other around the circuit.
Oh, definitely. Right. Can't wait.
We have a great night, and don't let your family give you enough fucking text. Just tell them to stop it.
All right, brother.
All right, have a great night.
Thank you very much for having me.
See you soon.
All right, brother.
Bye-bye. Jason Merrill, everybody. So fucking funny. Oh my God, that was funny. Fucking funny. Fucking funny. Oh my God. He's such a good guy too. He's such a nice guy and he's so fun. I actually felt bad because I'm like, I am just making this poor guy. I'm running him through the coals and his family, his daughter, his wife. He's going to be like, what the hell is wrong with you? But such a funny guy and a sweetheart. Again, you know, follow him because a lot of big things are coming up for him. Hopefully very, very soon. So let me tell you what I got coming up. I am actually going to have tomorrow night off, which is kind of cool because I'm going to catch up on a lot of the domestic stuff I've been going on, and I got to take a little bit of a breather. Friday night, this is a big thing for me. Friday night is my 29th comedy anniversary. I've been doing it 29 years. What I'm going to try to do is I think I'm going to try to contact some people and see if I can just get on stage, do like a quick 7-minute set, all that stuff. Thank you, Kim. She said, woo, which is great. Now I understand Kim and her lingo instead of damn earlier. But yeah, so I'm going to try to get on stage for that because I like to perform on my anniversary, you know, just because I did it for the first time, I might as well do it again. And then Saturday night, I'll be up in Nashua, New Hampshire at Chunky's doing a comedy set up there. Now, I got a lot of stuff going on. So as always, if you want to be a sponsor, a guest, you want to leave a question or comment, please do so. Email the show, radioirregardless@gmail.com. You can call the hotline, 978-219-9294. Now, next week, I will be in Toronto, so I might do a live show, but stay posted on Facebook through the thing, all that. Hey, guys, have a great night. Good night, everybody.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast live via Mixlr.com. I'd like to thank my on-air guests as well as all the online listeners for their comments. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuis. All music and audio clips used, property of their respective copyright owners. All material and content, property of MS Enterprises, and copyrighted 2018, all rights reserved. Listen to previously aired episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes. Thank you for listening.
Hello, hello. Just gonna want to play.